Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, at which every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He indeed is Lord, the one over all, the one above all, the one in whom we live and move and have our being. Oh, I greet you in that name. That is the one by which we are saved. And in the midst of all that's going on in the world, I always want to encourage you guys to look up and to look to Him, the one that has brought us into the earth at such a time as this, for His plan, His purpose, His timing, His reasons, all that He desires, all of it is entailed and embodied in Him. And if you want to understand your purpose, you need to connect with Him. If you want to flow in power and in ability while you're here, you need to be connected to Him, because it flows from Him. He's the source. So sometimes when, you know, we get bogged down with the things of this life, the things of this world, the pressures, the external distractions that are there, all of those are just a case in point of, you know, what this experience is. But you don't have to stay in that place. You can connect, you can walk in peace, you can walk in purpose. Your time in this earth can have meaning and can have significance, both internally as part of your own personal journey, and externally as part of what God leads you to do and the impact that that has you to make while you're here in the earth. You know, the last 3 days now, I've had some interesting experiences here, just noticing that things are ramping up a little bit, and I thought it'd be, you know, I think God just quickened me to talk to you guys a little bit about this too. But, you know, recently had two different people over the course of two different days just have late night visitations by demonic presences, you know, between the hours of 2 and 4 in the morning. And the experiences that they've had have been you know, along the lines of witchcraft and wizards that are in operations, transporting themselves in that astral plane and visiting them in their homes at night. You know, that's listen, there's certain things that you have the authority in Jesus' name to deal with. Now, with both these different people, you know, just took them through the scriptures, prayed over their places, prayed with them individually, dealt with those things. They sleep like babies right now. No problem, no issue. But you need to exercise the authority that you have in Christ Jesus to deal with this stuff. There's a section in on faithmix.com. If you go into the spiritual warfare section, and there's some really, really good audios in there. In particular, I would recommend listening to the ones with Bishop Conko that are reposts from our friend Zeph, you know, from his broadcast. We reposted those ones in there because those are important. They're important for you to understand how the satanic side works, how the demonic side, the dark side, you know, we just have to call it what it is. There's two kingdoms in the earth. The one that is the one that is opposing who we are is the kingdom of Satan, the devil, the prince of the power of the air. And those that work under his system, whether they be consciously competent of what they're doing, and usually in those cases they're higher up in that structure, or unconsciously incompetent, but just kind of going along with the masses and they're lower down. But whatever they are within that system, they oppose light and truth. They oppose that which is real. They oppose the kingdom of God, the true kingdom of God. But you, my brother, you, my sister in Christ, you have God-given authority over anything that the enemy would throw or try to send you away. You have God-given power, but you need to use that. You know, as I was explaining this to one friend recently, you could have $1 million in the bank, and you can have the ATM card, the bank card in your hand, but if you don't know the PIN number, or if you don't put that card into the ATM machine and punch in the PIN number, you never access what's yours. So even though it's right there waiting for you, and even though you have every tool that's necessary, you need to know the right thing and you need to apply it. So when we talk here, when we share what God is giving us to share, when we read the Word, when we walk in the things that God teaches us, what we're doing in that same example would be we're getting the PIN number from God, and then we need to put that into action. We then need to take the card, put it in the machine, punch in the code, and access what is ours as a joint heir in Christ Jesus. So you have authority and power, my brothers and sisters, to deal with the things that are going on in this world. You are not a victim of circumstance. You are not somebody to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. You are not somebody that is a dependent. You are not somebody that is just here, just watching passively. No, not at all. You, my brother, you, my sister, you are the ones that you are center stage in what's going on in the earth right now. And in order for you to actualize what God has put in you, you need to go with that truth, and you need to apply that truth in your life. You know, I have a statement that God I say it a lot, is you know, knowledge that's not applied is worthless. I mean, you can know all kinds of things, but unless you apply it, unless you apply that wisdom, unless you apply that knowledge, unless you use it, it's not going to be of any benefit or any value to you. You can know all kinds of things about health and what it is to eat right, but unless you apply that in your life, it's what good is that knowledge to you? You can know all kinds of things about exercise and how to be fit, but unless you apply that, what good is that to you? You can know all kinds of things about the power of God and the authority of the believer in Christ Jesus, but unless you apply that authority and that power to the circumstances and the situations of this life right now, what good is it? What value does it have? You are the ambassador of Christ in the earth right now. Unless you apply that authority that you have as a child of the living God that can speak into situations and things have to change, unless you do that, what value does it have? Unless you exercise your authority, what value does it have? So God has put us here, and the things that touch our heart are the things that are touching His heart too. We feel, even as the way that the Spirit of God feels. And God He came into this earth and He experienced a human experience in the body of Christ Jesus when He was here in the earth. And we experience a human experience while we're here. And God has given us also power so that we don't just observe, but we can actually be His hands and His feet, His eyes, His ears. We can speak and things will change. We can speak over situations and things will change, things will shift. We can pray and things change and they shift. So like the two friends over the last 2 days that, you know, different situations, but the same kind of thing going on, because there's an escalation of a spiritual clash taking place in this particular city of light and dark. And so, you know, things are starting to come to a bit of a head over here, which is fine. That's all part of it. That's par for the course. These aren't spooky things. They're just normal part of the follower of Christ. It's normal part of our lives. But, you know, unless you deal with that, unless you deal with those works of the enemy and those attacks of the devil, they're just going to come back over and over and over again, because the devil is just going to keep testing. But if you do deal with it, if you do nip it in the bud, if you do surface those things out and deal with them, you can knock it out of the park right away. And it has no bearing. And you can cut them off. You can cut them off from their source. And you can just leave them floating like a balloon that's just, you know, out there on its own. Which is actually what's happened to those workers of the enemy that have attempted to attack followers of Christ recently. You know, we don't play. So when we deal with things in the realm of the Spirit, as they send their snipers out, as soon as they get revealed, they get taken out in the realm of the Spirit. We cut them off from their source, and they have one of two choices. Either they can get right with the living God, or they die. And that's the place we leave them at. So, yeah, not so nice to get cut from the herd, is it? Well, that's that. You know, we gave the public service announcement here plenty of times. You know, don't mess with the children of God, because when you do, things don't go well for you. So, in the midst of all that's going on right now, and as we continue to carry out what God has for us on the earth, you and I, we have purpose. We have reason for being here. We have things that God has put in us to do in such a time as this. And in this time, there is work to be done. Now, when we do work, you do it as unto the Lord. Do not be attached to the outcomes. Because if you're attached to the outcomes, you're always going to be miserable. You're always going to be looking for something, and you're always going to be, it's always going to be determined by something external. We've said it here hundreds of times. Maybe not hundreds of times, but plenty. Okay? Your success is in your obedience. Your success is in following the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't be attached to the outcome. Just do what God has for you to do. Work, and do all the work that you do is unto the Lord. And as you work and as you do things is unto the Lord, God will handle the results, and God will take that and have it be exactly what it wants it to be. You know, when we do these broadcasts, all right, honestly, the second that we get this, that I get this part done, and God has me finish this part, and I do the thing that I need to do, and then it goes on from me to others that are within our team, and they do the next pieces. But that's it, you know. Wherever it goes, God knows. He knows the people that are going to need to hear it, so it gets exactly to them. Around the world. He knows the people that are going to take it, download it, maybe put it to video or something. I mean, people have done that with tons of our stuff, and there's YouTubes all over the place. We're not making those YouTubes. I mean, there's like maybe we have like a channel somewhere up there, but I think actual videos that we've made, maybe like, what, I don't know, like 3 or 4 videos over the course of a decade. You know, I mean, we really should look at getting into that a little bit more. But people have taken the audios here and they've carried them on. And God's had them do different things with it. But as each part does the work that the Spirit of God has them to do, that accomplishes His purpose in the earth. Are we attached to the outcome? No. Are we attached to the fruits of our labors? No. I mean, we don't want to be foolish. We don't want to be unwise in our time and in our energies. But when we work, you do all things as unto the Lord. And as you trust Him in that which He leads you into, you're going to see. He'll always take care of you. You don't have to worry about that. But, I mean, that's a promise. That's a promise. You know, you already know that one. Sometimes you guys forget. Sometimes you listen to the lies of the world and the lies of the devil, and you start to be worried and be perplexed. Like, you see things coming up in the world around you, and then you start to wonder, are God's promises true in this time? Because, hey, it's just so much more different now. No, listen, the promises of God are true in every context, in every place. So, for example, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. Let me read here. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for the body, for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So God has already told you that he's going to take care of you. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And what you need, God is going to take care of. Does that promise change depending on the context? Does it change depending on where we are in time? Oh, love this tea. Does that promise change depending on where we are in time? Yes or no? No, it does not change depending on where we are in time. God will always take care of his people. When you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God will take care of you. He will watch over you. He will take care of those things that are needed, and he's going to watch over you in whatever context you have. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. He said that he had all authority on heaven and on earth. Has that changed in the current context that we're in right now? Yes or no? No, it has not changed. So he has all authority in this current context of where we are in time. He said that everything done in the darkness is going to be brought to the light. You know, whatever's whispered in the inner chamber is going to be shouted from the rooftops. Has that changed? No, it's not changed. All this stuff is going to come out and it's going to be exposed for all eternity, not just for a short little window, but in all eternity, all of these things are going to be just broadcast to the entire universe, and you're not going to hide anything. So, that being the case, and the Word of God being true, and you understanding what is real, how now do you live? Well, one thing is you live in the truth. You live as the child of God that you are. You put your shoulders back. You pick your head up. You realize that there's purpose in your time in the earth. You pray in faith, knowing that when you pray, things change. Yeah, I'm encouraged this over these last 2 days because, point blank, you see it and other people see it, that the demonic forces of the devil are subject to the truth and the light and the Word of God, and they have to get out when you kick them out. And when other people see and understand that truth, they're encouraged in that too. You know, when things go on in the world right now and those that are followers of Christ are persecuted, we don't go through like the world goes through. The world can't take anything. They're such wimps. They stub their toe and they just collapse. You know, whatever struggle the world may go through, the children of God, we've gone through this stuff over and over and over again. We've gone through being cheated, and we've gone through the loss of our assets. We've gone through being persecuted. We've gone through all, you just go down the list of whatever the world may think that's coming up and being worried and all the fear porn that's being thrown around. Listen, if you're a child of God, you've already gone through that and more than you could ever imagine. All right, we haven't been nuked yet. Fine. Well, if that happens, then to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So praise God, we're out of here. Come on. Seriously. Listen, do that peace that you need to do this day, whatever it is that God has for you to do. Focus. Put your focus on Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God is going to lead you, direct you, guide you, whatever you need for your assignment. He's going to do that. But if you let the world distract you, get into your mind, infiltrate your thinking, corrupt your spirit and your heart and all of that, if that starts to just infect these different parts of your life, it's going to paralyze you. And when you start getting paralyzed, you start doubting. You start doubting and wondering about things that you don't need to doubt and wonder about. Listen, look at where you are today. You are still here by the grace of God. You are able to hear this audio by the grace of God. With all the challenges and all the obstacles that the world has thrown your way, this day you can hear this truth and God has brought you through all of those. So what are you worried about? What are you worried about? Listen, there's nothing to worry about. Thank God this day. Thank Him. Thank Him for life. Thank Him for breath. Thank Him for the challenges that you face because they've made you strong. Thank Him for the difficulties that you face because they've made you appreciate what you have in Him. Thank Him for the fact that we get to live a real, authentic, amazing adventure. You know what's so funny is sometimes when people, just in my own life, sometimes people see the outcomes of certain things that have happened in my life. And they're like, oh, I wish I could have done that. Oh, I wish I could have done that. You know what? If they knew what those journeys actually entailed and the struggles that I faced and the difficulties, nobody would choose that. But they see the outcome. They see the result. And they want that. But they don't want to go through what was necessary to get there. They don't want that journey. But when you trust God, there's joy in the journey too. I mean, whenever you see a beautiful gemstone, the process of that gemstone being made what it is, it has to be dug out of the ground, it has to be cleaned, it has to be cut, it has to be polished, it has to go through, and before that even it went through heat and pressure and all kinds of other things. I mean, a pearl is a result in an oyster where it's just consistent irritation. Something just irritates the inside of that little piece of sand that gets in there and just irritates it, and that oyster just coats it over and over and over and over and over again because something's irritating it. But out of that irritation comes something beautiful. And you, my brother, you, my sister in Christ, something has agitated your spirit for years and years and years. And God wants to take that agitation in your spirit and bring that into something to fruition where something beautiful can come out of it. But would you stop looking at your natural circumstances? Would you stop being so focused on what's going on around you in the external and realize that the power is within you to change everything? God has put the power inside of you to change everything, and He wants you to walk in accordance with that power, walk in accordance with that strength, walk in accordance with the gifts that God has put in you, being connected to Him and His Spirit flowing through them and changing things. Yes, the way that things are in the world right now is in a dark track. But also, hey, guess what? You are the one connected to light and truth. So the answer is within you. Because the kingdom is within you and me. And God is walking with and through us. And He's using us to make change. So do that which God has for you to do, and do it with joy, do it with peace. Pray. When you see something that grieves your spirit, grieves your heart, pray. Use the weapons of your warfare. Rip down the kingdom of the devil. For this reason the Son of God was manifest. To do what? To destroy the works of the devil. Let me just flip to that one really quick. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 says, He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this reason the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. God destroys the works of the devil. Destroys them in us. He destroys them through us. He destroys them around us. We are just wrecking balls on this world stage to the works of the devil. You walk anywhere with the Spirit of God in you, and you just disrupt the environment, you disrupt the atmosphere. They can't help it. They're going nuts. Because you, my brother, you, my sister, you are a destruction on the works of the devil everywhere that you go. Put your shoulders back and be that wrecking ball that God has for you to be. We do not exist in this world apologetically. No, the meek shall inherit the earth. We have the power of God under control, but God now wants you to use that power. This world belongs to the children of God, in case you did not know. This world belongs. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Who is our Father? He is our Father. We are joint heirs in Christ Jesus. This is ours. All right? Now, with what's going on with the enemy and with what's going on with those that are part of his kingdom and all the other stuff that they're into and involved in and all of that, that's part of the dynamic that we came into. But the eternal reality is the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's the truth. And we are the followers of Christ, and that's the truth. So we walk in our authority, our lordship. It's time to start using that which God has put in you. Rip down every work of the devil wherever you encounter it. Unapologetically, mind you. Don't apologize for it. You can rip it down with a smile. And also just know that God, He wants us to do that work. We fulfill the ministry that God has for us when we do that work. So, in the midst of all that's taking place right now, bless one another in Jesus' name. Do what you can to strengthen the brothers and sisters in Christ around you in Jesus' name. And enjoy the journey. This is an incredible adventure right now that we were meant to participate in. So in all that takes place, trust Him, love Him, enjoy the journey, and know that God is in control. All right. You know, just, hey, we love you guys, all right? Don't worry about anything. Rise up in truth. Know that God's with you. We love you. Hey, pray. Pray. Read your word. And know that you need no man. You need no man. No one comes between you and the Father. We just, for us, hey, we're just happy to encourage you a little bit here and there. But walk this thing out with your Heavenly Father. He has given you direct access to His throne. You are consummated with His Spirit. Move in that. Be free. You know, the only place in my mind for religion is as to do good social works. But, you know, if they are not giving you the truth, then separate yourself from that which is a lie and a deception. Because the truth is, and what Jesus said is, the kingdom is within you. Luke 17. Luke 17. And I've got to read this to you. Luke 17, verse 20 and 21 says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees," so they wanted to know, "when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come," because they're looking for something external, "he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.'" Ta-da! So the kingdom of God is within you. Anybody that does not preach that is a liar, a deceiver, a worker of the devil, a charlatan, somebody that should just sit down and shut up. The kingdom of God is within you. That's the truth. And when you know and you understand that, you can start moving in that power, that connection. You need no man to teach you, for the Holy Spirit will teach you when he comes upon you. That's in the Word too. Can somebody please preach the truth? Oh my gosh. You know what? Just think about, for those of you that participate in, you know, I know you want some social interaction and stuff, but hey, you can get that in a lot of other places. Be careful of the things that you give credibility to, because a lot of things are out there that are lies and deceptions, and there are wolves in sheep's clothing out there, and they will devour you if they get the chance. Okay? The kingdom is within you. Trust the way the Spirit of God speaks to you. Trust the way that he quickens you. You know, people get in trouble when they ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's what, those successes in the obedience. Just break your ties with anything that is not what God would have you to be part of, and move on and be free and enjoy the journey. All right. That's good. Hey, we'll close it there. Love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Love you. All right. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.